Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, we're joined by the great American Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and also a spokesperson for the Second Amendment Foundation. Mark, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me this morning. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, St. Louis. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, it's good to have you, my friend. You know, we can't have anybody on without getting their comments on what happened yesterday in the Middle East. And, you know, the president's already back on American soil and ready to honor Charlie Kirk today. And, I mean, it's just been a whirlwind of events.
It has been. And, you know, I spent the better part of my show yesterday talking about the Middle East, kind of deviate from Armed American Radio topics because the nature of the history of what we saw yesterday. And I'd like to impart the way I brought it out. Maybe you've heard it discussed this way, but you know, my kids are 21 and 23 years old and they've never known in their lifetimes, nor have any of us listening to this conversation have known peace in the Middle East throughout our entire lifetimes.
It's true. Until yesterday.
Yeah. And what that means, if you put that in perspective, if it holds, and I believe it will, I'm optimistic that it will hold with the destruction of Iran. I feel really optimistic about what Trump has accomplished out there with Netanyahu. But think about it this way. Any human being born after noon yesterday may never know a Middle East at war.
Oh, wow.
Just like the flip of the switch. What a remarkable way to look at what he accomplished.
Boy, I hope so. I hope that's what happens for sure.
You know, there's got to be some concern, though. You know, you let 250 known terrorists out of Israeli jails and turn them back over. What are they going to do? Do they just go back to a normal, peaceful life or, you know, do they continue their life of terror? It concerns me whenever, you know, these deals are made because it's the whole religion. It's what they live for is to be at war with Israel and with the infidels.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I brought that up yesterday. I'm the same with you. I think the natural response for me is, yeah, there's that. We can't sweep that under the rug, right? That's not gonna go away. However, I think what we may likely see as a result is the individual terrorist attack, right? More lone wolf attacks, things like that, because you're absolutely correct. These people have not changed their ideology overnight. But from a state actor standpoint,
right,
I feel optimistic. But, yeah, I think we may, in fact, even see an uptick in that because some of those people are angry. So we might see the individual terrorist attacks continue and maybe even grow, sadly. But from a state actor standpoint, I feel a little confident. I'm trying to be optimistic.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You have to serve in the military if you're in Israel, which means most people have firearms training. But most of the general public doesn't. I read a lot of stories about these kibbutz and these other areas that were attacked where people didn't necessarily have access to a lot of firearms. I don't know that was really a thing. Maybe that's something they reconsider in the future, or maybe they already have.
I would imagine that they probably already have.
Yeah. I would think.
If they haven't, they really need to they need to address that. But I'm pretty sure that has been addressed. If I'm not mistaken, there were some stories, and I think we may have covered some of that right after October 7th occurred a couple years back. I'm pretty sure that there has been some activity on that front. I forget who it was in Israel that opened up the CCW laws and the carry laws, if you remember. I think we did discuss that. I'm sorry, I don't have that information at my fingertips. But I do remember covering that.
Well, and Mark, I know in the first Trump term, he was a big advocate for the national concealed carry law that would allow for law-abiding citizens to, if you're in Missouri, to transport to Illinois without fear of action, right? The reciprocity kind of law. Has that gone anywhere? I know it did originally pass through the House and Senate during his first term. Did it come back up yet in his second term?
It did. In fact, Thune is the guy. We've been following Senator Thune on this for years. You know, Thune's been doing this for over a decade, and the only reason it didn't make it through the Senate when it passed the House his first term was because McConnell wouldn't put it up for a vote, baffling a lot of us. Mitch didn't make any friends in the Second Amendment community for that. It should have already been signed into law. Trump ran on that. Thune brought it back up, and forgive me for not knowing the House bill number, but it's already moved through the House. It needs to get through the Senate. So, yeah, there's support for it. Trump supports it. I'm hopeful that we'll see it soon. It would be great, but we've got to overcome that 60-vote filibuster threshold in the Senate, and I'm not convinced we can do that yet unless it's attached to something else. But with the polarization in Washington now, I'm not real optimistic about it. I think it's just going to sit there, sadly, but it needs to pass. And I want to point out, it's not a law. It's just simply a reciprocity recognition. A lot of people were concerned, hey, I don't want the federal government making the law that requires me to get a federal permit. It's not that. It just simply requires recognition across state lines, like a marriage license, like a driver's license, et cetera. So we're all optimistic about it. Trump ran on it. Maybe after the midterms, when we buck the historical trend and get an even bigger majority in the U.S. Senate, which I'm hopeful of, that thing will finally move.
It's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. Think about that. If you had to get an individual driver's license in every state.
Exactly.
Now, some recognize your driver's license, some don't. But driving is a privilege, not a constitutional right. And yet you can't conceal carry in a lot of states in this country, and that's a shame.
And I shouldn't lose my right when I cross a river.
I know.
Not in the USA, right? If in Missouri it's legal, and that's where I reside, and that's my home state, I shouldn't lose that state right simply because I'm traveling. And that's what's happening across the country.
You're absolutely correct. And this reciprocity bill would fix that.
Yep.
However, we got to point out, it's not in effect yet, but let's face it. I mean, some permits, like my permit, a Florida permit, a Utah permit, if you have a permit, we've already got near 30 states.
Yes.
We're waiting for North Carolina to override the governor's veto for constitutional carry. But even with a permit, you've got reciprocity in 28, 29, 30 states. You still have to abide by the laws of those states. So you're still, if you're in California, you're still going to have to deal with communist anti-Second Amendment, New Jersey, Illinois. You're still going to have to deal with those laws. And it's incumbent upon you to know those laws.
You bet.
But it's a step forward, and we'll take that inch by inch by inch. We make up our own words on Armed American Radio. We call it incrementalizationalism, right? We'll take it.
Mark Walters, our guest from Armed American Radio. Since you brought up crazy California, I see where the Second Amendment Foundation has filed a lawsuit out there. Did they really ban all Glocks?
Yes. And the National Rifle Association, I've got to give them some massive kudos here, has fixed itself. Thank God. And they're at the tip of the spear now. They're the ones spearheading the lawsuit against California. It will be joined. We've been confirmed by Alan Gottlieb at Second Amendment Foundation. It will be joined by the SAF, the FPC, and other gun rights organizations. We are going after California. Yes, they have banned Glocks. It will take effect in April. Gavin Newsom is calling them, believe it or not, machine gun capable
because
of the Glock switch, which is already illegal under federal law.
Yes.
So they went ahead and just banned the gun. Now, guys, I'm going to ask this question almost rhetorically, but not. And it's great for discussion. And that is, at what point is the firearms industry as a whole going to say, you know what? You got to feel the pain. None of us are going to sell anything to California ever again. That includes law enforcement, period. Now, that's my knee-jerk reaction. Now that I got that out of my system, we sue them commies into compliance.
Boy, boy, man. I wish they would do that. Wouldn't that be great?
I don't know.
Because
now law-abiding citizens, then law-abiding citizens can't get guns in California, which is what they want. So it's like you'd almost be buying into what their goal is. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not in favor of selling guns. But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What is it about a clock?
It's a knee-jerk reaction, guys.
What is it about a clock that's different? Than any other semi-automatic handgun.
Well, there's a switch in the Glock, a switch that can be created. China sells into the U.S. And let me make this point to everybody listening: do not Google that, do not search it, don't look for it. Okay, stay away from the Glock switches. You don't want anybody coming back to you that thinks you're searching for these illegal devices. They are already banned under federal law. That's just good advice. Don't even bother going there. But the information's out there on the internet. And what they're trying to do is get Glock to completely redesign their handguns. And Glock has said, we are not going to redesign our handguns because criminals modify our handguns.
Thank you.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fascinating story. It's up on Armed American News. You can get up there and read that, armedamericannews.org. Mark, great having you on, my friend. Keep up the good fight.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks, St. Louis. You guys have a great day, and thanks for everything you do.
You bet. All right, Mark Walters there with us this morning.
So that must be only on the Gen 3, because I know the Gen 1s and 2s, you can't buy that.
It's just an attachment you can hook onto the back that just causes it to keep cycling as long as you pull the trigger. It just uses the function of the gun, and it makes it rapid fire. And, somebody found a way to modify them and started making these things, and we're selling them on the internet, and thugs all over the place bought them, right? It's not Glock's fault. I don't know how Glock can change their design to keep that from happening. But anyway, it's out there. And now California's banning all Glocks because somebody else made an attachment you can put on there that makes it operate like it's not supposed to.
Right. So even if they redesign it, Glocks are now illegal.
Glocks are illegal in the state of California.
It's the state of California.
Most insane people. It's an insane clown posse running California.
Wow. But my Kimber's fine.
Yeah, your Kimber's fine. You're safe for now. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Dan's segment next hour. We'll get to Jonathan Savage, who's been reporting with the latest on the Gaza peace deal that was struck and the stumbling blocks that they've hit already with Hamas. So we'll get you an update on that at about 8:08. Stay tuned.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.